A proposed bill awaiting the next legislative session seeks to increase the protection over the finances of Alaska's seniors, especially from their relatives and caregivers. KSKA's Len Anderson explains.
83-year-old Loretta McKay of Eagle River knows firsthand why Senate Bill 86 and its companion House Bill 150 are needed.
My grandson had taken my credit card and charged up a bunch of stuff on it.
With the discovery of her grandson's theft, McKay contacted the police.
I had to make a bad decision. In fact, he just got out of jail the 3rd of December, so I hope he's learned his lesson.
While the police and district attorney could deal with the grandson, they couldn't help McKay with those fraudulent credit card charges. The Eagle River elder was referred to Scott Sterling, supervisor and public advocate with the state's Office of Elder Fraud and Assistance.
I would have been in debt the rest of my life. Boy, he was a godsend. Took a long time and what have you, but he just worked continuously at it. I owe him a lot.
Sterling may have been successful with McKay's plight, but he says right now Alaska agencies helping elders in such situations are hampered by inadequate laws. Sterling hopes that the bills introduced by Governor Parnell in 2011 enjoy approval during the 2012 session.
We need to be able to permit people to react as quickly as possible to the fact that it's become, you know, a push-button world of theft. That's sort of the key to the problem we're trying to address.
Sterling says one part of the proposed law sets up quickly granted temporary emergency conservatorships. A second provision allows a 20-day protective order over an elder's or vulnerable individual's finances. Sterling says elder fraud cases often involve family members.
This is where a person places their trust in a family member to serve as their attorney in fact. That grants the person a great deal of legal power and authority to make transactions on the principal's behalf.
The Senate and House bills also expand the legal definition of undue influence over an elder's money or property. If McKay credits Sterling for working so hard on her case, Sterling praises McKay for not following the all-too-common pattern of silence when such crimes occur, as well as her unrestrained support for the expanded elder protection legislation.
Boy, they really need it up here. There's so many not nice people out there today.
Each bill has passed the judiciary committees in their respective chambers, and with the start of this January session, will be taken up by the House and Senate Finance Committees. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.